We've got the Ninja Flame Recorder right here. I'm just going to get right into the box. Okay. This looks like it's pretty easy to get into. Nice. Oh, it's stuck on the zipper. That's the end of it. There we go. All right. There it is. So it comes with kind of like, it's like a soft hard shell case. It's not quite hard. It's not quite soft, but it's definitely, it's got some sponginess to it. I think that's going to protect things pretty well, even if you don't get the accessory kit. Here we are. And ladies and gentlemen, the Atomos Ninja. Ba-da-da-da. This is the Flame model, so that means it is 30 frames per second, 4K, woohoo, ProRes 422. Beautiful. Now, it looks like a screen, right? It looks like our Lilliput screen. But this is actually not just a screen. It's also a 4K 30p ProRes recorder. So an SSD is going to go into here and slide in there. Just like that. We've got a spot for two batteries here, and they are hot swappable. They recharge while they're connected. So if one is dead, you can pull it out, put in another one, and so on, and just keep on going. Okay, so first things I notice, we've got quarter-inch mounting on the bottom as well as the top. It's nice if you want to have it hanging from like a gimbal system or something like that versus mounted directly onto the camera. We've got a mic and line input. We've got a headphone jack. Nice power button there. And then it looks like we've got like a screw-on DC input, 6.2 volts. So that's kind of nice. We're not going to have to worry about like the barrel connector getting accidentally unplugged from that. So the Ninja Flame has HDMI, and so that's 4K, and no SDI, which I don't need here at the studio, so we opt out of that. Like, that's not something that we need at all, because we're fully HDMI here. So we can take an HDMI signal in, hit record, and output to our monitors, to another deck, whatever we want to do. I see a jack here for a remote as well. And I can't wait to plug it into HDMI. I'm wondering if I'm going to be able to trigger it from the HDMI. I don't know that yet. Haven't even plugged it in yet. As you know, I'm just taking it out of the box for the first time. But wouldn't that be neat? I don't want to get my hopes up, but what if? What if? Otherwise, I think it's going to hold a lot of video, so I can just hit record and let it go. So that's great. Okay, back down here. What else is in this kit here? So this is the like what you get with just the recorder itself. We've got a quick start guide. Looks like it's only a couple of pages here. Yeah, it's like a real visual kind of pull-out flyer. Nice and easy. Nice and straightforward. Nothing overwhelming. And there we go. We've got a power adapter. So that is, now I don't see a screw feature. So as I was mentioning, on the back of the Atomos Ninja Flame, there is the option to screw it in. However, this particular charger that comes with it doesn't have that. Now, that said, it's pretty snug. I don't think that's going to get pulled out of there at all. If you're working in the field, you might want to get one that screws in. I think that that's nice that it's got the threading. I didn't expect that, nor do I really need it here in our studio, but that's cool. So here's the power brick, looks like. And we've got adapters for, looks like China, the UK. What is that, 210? 220? I don't know. And then we've got the 110 for here in Canada and the United States. So that's kind of nice that it's universal out of the box. So if you're doing any shooting and traveling, then you're going to be able to take this with you and... there you go. Comes with the adapter. All right. Now that I've put that together, is it going to go back into the box? That's the question. Now that I've put that on. No, I guess you got to take it apart. There you go. That's all right. Looks like we've got a couple more pieces of foam that we could remove here. So if you have other accessories, That's a bonus. That's something that typically you'd have to buy another case for. We do have another case in the accessory pack, but that's nice that it comes with that. If you want to throw an SD card holder, something like that in there, or whatever else, maybe a couple of batteries, if you've got them, that kind of thing, that's great. Okay, so that is the recorder. Let's put it all back together here. So you can see it packs up real quick, real nice. If you want to take it with you, there we go. Let's set this aside here, and then I'm going to get right into our accessory kit. Wow. That's got some heft to it. All right, so what does it look like here? We've got a handle. There you go. So this comes with a whole bunch of stuff. I'm just going to tear into it. And it's hard to kind of get a shot here. Maybe if we pull over to this camera here, we'll be able to see the wider shot a little better. There we go. And let's just kind of get in there this way. I'm just going to set it down here, folks, for just a moment. And there we go. So this, it's nice that the accessory kit comes with a good, wow, looks like weather-tight, waterproof case. It looks like a waterproof case. It's got the got an air vent and everything. You guys see that? All right. I'm going to get it out of the wrap. Oh, I need scissors. I seriously need scissors for this? Don't worry, I got some. All right. There we go. Okay. Beaut. Now, one of the things, the first thing that I do notice is a couple of the reviews that I've seen online, and I guess this foam is just for the packing, a couple of the reviews I've seen online, they had, when these first came out, they had these bright kind of orange or red neon looking things for the case, but they have obviously made it black now, which just looks a little, you know, it doesn't stand out, doesn't make somebody want to run up and grab it on you, that kind of thing. All right, let's get down here. So we've got a name plate so that we can put our name in there. We've got locking holes here if you want to get some padlocks to keep it locked up. Now remember, folks, I have not been into this yet, so I don't even know how to open it. There we go. So this is not just a case. As you see, this is the full accessory kit for the Atmos Ninja Flame. Now, this accessory kit from Atmos is designed to work with all of their 4K field recorders. So that's the Inferno or Flame series. So it's not limited to just the Ninja Flame that we have here today. And that means that these batteries are interchangeable between devices if you happen to have more than one as well. 5,200 milliamp hours. Looks good and hefty. And that is an NPF750. So I think that these are actually the same kind of batteries that go into our lighting rig. Yeah, so that's cool. So that means I've already got a couple of extras kicking around as well. So those are pretty common batteries. If you've already got studio gear, you're probably already using these. That's fantastic. These are a little heftier though, so at 5,200 milliamp hours, we should be able to get some pretty good life out of that. Okay, we've got some kind of breakout cable. I don't ever use any of the internal miking or anything on a camera, so I'm not sure what this is for. I'm sure the first person to Google it is going to raise some noise in the comments below, for sure. It's not a headphone jack. It's about 1/8 inch. No, it's smaller. It's like a 1/16. It's tiny anyways. All right, moving on to the caddies, something that I know about. All right, so we just get an SSD drive and put it in there. So there, and then this becomes the case for our SSD. And then here's a docking station with USB 3, which is nice. I'm glad that they included this because now I can dock my drives to the system. I hope it works on Windows. I'm going to be trying that. I'm sure it does. I've got Windows 10 on our broadcast system for editing and things, but it's nice not having to go out and find a docking station that will fit, because this won't fit into a normal tray now, or a docking station without first removing it from the caddy, so that does away with that problem. All right. We've got a couple of holes here for more batteries if you want to purchase some more. Looks like the Atmos Ninja Flame will fit right in here. Let's actually grab it. I'm going to reopen this box because we're going to consolidate. We'll consolidate everything into one carrying case. All right, so here we go. Let's put this in here. Beautiful. There we go. All right, and then I can set this, the one that came along with it, that could be handy to take, you know, if you need something a little more portable. All right, let's get underneath here and see what else we have. All right, we've got a hood, a sun shield, a sun hood, whatever you want to call it. There you go. Let's get her out of the packaging and see how this looks. All right, we've got a couple of different pieces. Not sure if they're magnetic or how they go. The true unboxing. Yes, it says right on it, magnetic quick release. Warning. Okay, so I noticed that it has a nice little trap door here for doing puppet shows and things like that. But we'll be able to reach in to be able to get our hands into the touch screen. All right, so put this in here. There we go. I'm going to set all this up. Remember, I'm going to set this up. We're going to do a demo. This is really just an unboxing, and I haven't seen this stuff yet, so I haven't really learned how all the puzzle pieces go together. But we will figure that out and give you another demo. All right. Oh, and it comes with instructions specifically for guys like me to figure out how to put that together. Okay, looks like another charger, just like the one that I had in the other kit. So this is going to be a backup, I suppose. But if you didn't have one, there you go. But this also, check this out. Oh, how do you get that out? Oh, you can go underneath. Okay, so this one will plug into a battery charger for the batteries. There we go. Swell. All right. We've got a shoulder strap. We've got another cable of sorts. This is like power for the screen if your camera supports that. Or if you've got some kind of separate power pack. Then we've got a couple of quarter-inch adapters here. A little riser to be able to mount your Atmos screen to your camera or whatever else, your mounting rig. Then we've got the parts for the power adapter itself. So that looks like everything that's in the box. There you go. That is the Atmos Ninja Flame. And we're going to be seeing in the next couple of weeks how this compares to, say, for example, recording straight to SSD, how it compares to shooting video directly to SD card on our video camera. We have a 4K camera, and we're going to put this to the test by shooting some footage recorded both to the internal card and to the Atmos Ninja Flame as well. All right, so we're going to head right back over to our desk over here.
Thanks, Robbie. That was an unboxing of the Atmos Ninja Flame. What a beautiful product.